one of the greatest sportsmen of all time, and I want to back that up as well by saying he's actually a true gentleman. I've interviewed him quite a few times. He's always willing to talk to me. He makes a lot of time for people as well. He's going to be a huge loss to the sport. He's a man who's dominated the jump racing for the past 20 years and more. He's been champion jockey for 20 years. He was conditional jockey before that. And if we look back, you know, he won his first champion jockey's title back in 1995. Now, I was only 9 years old at the time, you know, so when you look back to 1995, you know, it was middle of the 90s, you know, boy bands very much the in thing, you know, it were Oasis first Blur, and it was a, you know, you just look back and you look now and you think, you know, there's been two decades gone. And, you know, this man is still at the top of his game, still riding out of his skin. And just exciting to watch. It really is a magic man. And in my eyes as well, Andy, he's up there with the sporting greats. You know, I don't think there's, I think he's in the top 10. I think it's fair to say he's in the top 10. But in my eyes, and a lot of people's eyes as well, he's up there with the likes of, you know, Muhammad Ali. He's up there with the likes of of Pelé. He's one of the greatest sportsmen of all time, and I don't think we'll ever see another AP McCoy in the saddle.
As you say, Bobby, he got his first win back in the it was the early 90s, actually, back in 1992, age 17. But where does AP McCoy go now? He stays within horse racing, I guess. Does he go into training and things, or does he go more the media side, would you say?
Well, when I interviewed him, Patrick, a few months ago, he was just concentrating on the riding. I know there's a few people speculating, you know, where he's going to go. I know Paddy Power have got him at very short odds for him to join the Channel 4 racing team for the big meeting. So I'm assuming that will be Elias of Cheltenham and Aintree next year. Apparently, as well, William Hill are going to give him a bit of work as well. I'm doing a lot of the promotion side of things. So I think, to be honest with you, we won't know just yet because it's all been about his riding. He did say to me, he said he's had offers, but at the time it's just about the riding. So I think within the next few weeks or so, we are going to see, you know, what's going to come about it. Because as soon as he gets offered work, as soon as he gets something, if you like, I'm sure it'd be all over the papers, it'd be all over the horse racing channels as well. So yeah, I think it's just going to be a case now of he retired on Saturday. I think you'll probably want to spend a bit of time away from everything because he's been in the spotlight for the past few months, big time really, because when I've been at the race courses and he's been there, he's just been completely mobbed.
And Bobby, just looking at the list of injuries AP McCoy has suffered during his 20 years, it just shows you how much he has given to the sport.
It certainly does, Tom. You know, there was a picture what I saw the other day. And it was a picture of AP McCoy, and it had like arrows pointing to parts of his body, what he'd broken, and what he'd fractured. You look at some of the falls he's had as well, and I suppose jump jockeys in general, you know, because it really is, you know, it's a tough sport, you know, it's an extreme sport, and unfortunately, you know, especially with the jump jockeys, the flip side is that you can give yourself, you know, some really bad injuries. He's as tough as old boots, and I want to say the jockeys are, you know, they really are as tough as old boots, and when they get an injury, they come back fighting, they come back stronger.
And Bobby, AP has won many races. In your opinion, what is the best race he has won?
To be honest with you, Tom, I think it's a case of Where do you start, you know, with the amount of races he's won, you know, in here and over in Ireland. You know, you can go in and make a case, I think, for every single one, because he's absolutely, you know, done absolutely fantastic with it. You know, if you look back to the Cheltenham Gold Cup back in 2012, he won with a horse called Synchronised. So I thought that was a great performance on the day.
Now, Bobby, you mentioned that AP McCoy is in a category all of his own within racing, but every sport needs a star. So who's that going to be? Who's going to be taking that mantle from him?
There'll be nobody like him who's dominated the sport, who's achieved what he's achieved. It'll never, ever be seen again in our lifetime. If you're asking me who will take the jockey's title for the next jump season, you've got Richard Johnson, who's finished second, I think, on about 16, 17 occasions. I might have got that figure wrong, by the way. So you've got to fancy Richard Johnson, to go and win the jockey's title. For people now, looking ahead to the future, within the next 5 years or so, if everything's okay with him, if they don't get injured, or get forced to retire, then I think that'll be the top three within the next 5 years to keep a very close eye on, and that's Gavin Sheehan, Sean Bowen, and Nico de Boinville.